Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly under the fire today. In fact, it's not just grains. It's cattle. It's hogs. You look across the board, and many, many markets are in red. We've got the ethanol plant, our market futures, basically right knocking against the door. In fact, they may have already done it. They were just a little while ago, they were within 2 cents of the 2000 lows of December of 2008. And under that, you've got 9.5-year lows. And the market on corn dropping pretty hard, pretty much probably off of fund liquidation index reallocation that's going on. This is day 4 of an annual reallocation. It just seems like it sticks out more this year for some reason. And you know, the corn market rallied nicely into the report or into the turn of the year, and it is not uncommon to see markets, when they do that, turn back south for a little while. And that's kind of happening in the corn. The report yesterday was not bearish corn, but when corn futures tried to take out yesterday's outside day reversal high and couldn't get it done, the selling ensued. The cattle market, dealing with, of course, we notified a lot of our subscribers last night about the Chinese move to ban imports of U.S. eggs, U.S. poultry, and poultry products. And, of course, that just adds to the cause of the cattle market dropping. It accumulates more meat here. First, you had South Korea backing out on U.S. pork because of concerns over PED virus. Then you had Russia banning imports of U.S. poultry and Canadian poultry, mainly because of the fact that they were retaliating against our sanctions. Well, you know, with the price of the dollar running like it is, can we get some imports of poultry into the U.S. from Canada? We could, but we've got growing numbers here as well. Plus, not to mention, the size of the chickens is a whole lot bigger than normal. We've been putting weight on everything. Hogs, chickens, and cattle. Cattle weights this past week on steer carcasses was 25 pounds over a year ago, a record high. Now, that all speaks to a lot of meat in competition, cheap meat, I should say, in competition of expensive, almost all-time high-priced beef. How much longer will that be able to stand? I suspect it's not going to. And in the meantime, we've got imports of U.S. We've got imports of beef coming in, growing with, and should be very aggressive with the dollar doing what it's doing here today, again, sharply higher. We've got Ireland beef coming in for the first time in 17 years. Imports out of Canada, Australia, because of El Nino and the continued dryness there. What happens if the last shoe falls and we start to see the ban on imports of Brazilian and Argentine beef coming into the U.S.? That's the final straw. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.